Packers fans, welcome to Railbird Central at CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caribou, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football this morning. We are just days away from the start of training camp. Literally, football starts on Friday. This is the week. We are in the week training camp starts. Players report Thursday. Practice starts Friday. I hope you're all excited. This is what it's all about. Actually, a little shout out to Jamie Snowden. I got to hang out with our live blog director this past weekend. A lot of fun. We had a good time. Met in Chicago at the rock and roll concert, seeing Fish, but we had a good time. So a little bit of Railbird Central synergy going on this past weekend. But this morning, we're talking Packers football. And you know, the topic I want to touch on today, the main thing I want to talk about is sour grapes from former Packers, which, as you can see, is the title of today's show. There seems to be this message from former Packers player, recent former Packers players, not ones from long ago at all, the ones who have just left Green Bay this offseason, in that they've taken some parting shots, it seems. And I don't want to get in too much into Greg Jennings today. We broke that topic down in depth last week. And in fact, you can go to our last podcast from last Wednesday and listen all about it if you want to. But, I mean, just in brief synopsis, of course, there seems to be this feud between Greg Jennings and Aaron Rodgers going on. Greg Jennings talking about referencing some sort of lack of respect from Aaron Rodgers. Kind of weird, a little bit. And now, coming on the heels of that, last week, last Friday, Charles Woodson returned to Green Bay to host his annual Charles Woodson golf outing. I think it's kind of done in conjunction with his wine label. Of course, if you don't know, Charles Woodson owns his own wine label, 24 Wines, referencing his old number he used to wear with the Michigan Wolverines and the Oakland Raiders. But, yeah, so Charles Woodson coming back to town for his annual golf outing, has his, you know, interview with the media. And you can find this over at the website of WFRV, the CBS affiliate in Green Bay. I think their website is what, wearegreenbay.com. And Charles Woodson said he was asked about whether he would retire as a member of the Green Bay Packers. And you know, rather bluntly, said no. And it, I suppose it wasn't so surprising that he said no to me, but he was rather blunt about it. Here's the quote coming from Charles Woodson when asked if he would retire as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Quote, "It's not going to be tough. My last team will most likely be the Oakland Raiders, and so that's who I will retire with. That won't be a tough decision at all. A couple of years ago, I signed an extension here in Green Bay. I figured that this will be the last team that I played for, and I look forward to that, but it didn't happen. So now I'm in Oakland, and that's where I'll retire." End quote. So that's Charles Woodson. And he of course, signing with the Oakland Raiders as a free agent after being released by the Packers earlier this offseason. And you know, here's where we are with the whole retirement thing. It's sometimes confused, I think, because baseball and football operate a little bit differently. their professional ranks. If it, with the with baseball, if you go into the Hall of Fame, you go in as a player with a certain team. And I really think the only distinction is, you know, they create the plaque of you at Cooperstown, and it shows you with a hat of a certain team. And so I think you kind of, that's the team you were primarily associated with. And you know, this kind of goes down for pretty much the legends only. I mean, this is, it's the only, you know, only happens to guys who are good enough to enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if we kind of look at the case of Charles Woodson, he's a guy who is more than likely going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, you could probably make some argument whether he's a first ballot Hall of Famer or not. We're not here to discuss that today. Maybe down the road when he actually goes into the Hall of Fame or is eligible for it, we can come back to that discussion. But he is a Hall of Fame caliber player. And, you know, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you don't go in as with a certain team. It's just not, doesn't work that way. You get the bust, right, in Canton, Ohio, and it's just your head. You're not wearing a helmet or anything. Now, there's probably, I think, some sort of plaque or something underneath each bust that you know, describes your career as a player. And basically, you know, it'll list all the teams you play for, but you're not really going down as playing with any particular one. So how it's recognized in professional football, what team you retire as a member as, are these ceremonial one-day ceremonies that happen. And if you just think, if you know, you need a little bit of memory to jog your memory here, and hang on, I do have a phone call. Hello, this is Brian Kirvu. You're live on Railbird Central.
Hello, is this Brian?
Yes, this is Brian.
Brian. This is Amanda calling from Beaver Dam Dental.
Okay, hang on here. What? One second. I'm live on a radio show right now. I'm gonna have to call you back.
Okay. Bye.
I apologize, folks. This is crazy. I am anticipating a phone call. That's why I had my phone hooked up this morning. And you get to listen into my reminders for a dental appointment. So I guess that's what you get to listen to on Railbird Central. It is amateur hour here this morning. But I was anticipating a phone call from somebody associated with this show. So that's why you're going to get these phone calls here. I'm just shaking my head and kind of dying in laughter here at home myself right now. It's kind of embarrassing. I apologize, folks. I apologize. Anyway, where was I? I am lost right now. Charles Woodson. So ceremonial one day, retirement, to jog your memory. If you know, just this past season, you'll remember former Packer cornerback Al Harris retired as a member of the Green Bay Packers. He signed a one-day contract to retire as a member of the Packers. You know, he had a conference call with reporters. There was articles written on him. That's how you kind of signify what team you're remembered as or you retire with. Al Harris's best days were as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, he played with the Eagles before the Packers. After that, he played briefly with the Dolphins and then the St. Louis Rams. But I mean, Al Harris's best days were with the Green Bay Packers. And so that's, you know, what he's remembered as. Just recently, you know, the Jeff Saturday, Packers center, former Packers center, only spent 1 year with them. But you'll remember after he retired, he then signed the ceremonial one-day contract with the Indianapolis Colts. You know, that's where he spent the majority of his career and where he'll always be remembered. So, you know, this is how it happens. This is how, you know, football recognizes what team you retire with. And so, you know, when Charles Woodson said he wouldn't retire as a member of the Green Bay Packers, you know, I think for some people, as fans, you know, that might be a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow, because his best days were with the Green Bay Packers. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers. He won the NFL's defensive MVP award in 2009 with the Packers. There's no doubt Charles Woodson's best days, his best games, you know, the time period with which he was at the very top of his game, at the best player at his position, was with the Green Bay Packers. No doubt about it. Now, the only thing is you know, I can kind of see the argument in that Charles Woodson has already spent more years as a member of the Oakland Raiders than he has the Packers. Prior to right now, Charles Woodson spent his first 8 years in the league all with the Raiders. First 8 years all with the Raiders. The next seven with the Green Bay Packers. So from 26, the 2006 season through the 2012 season with the Green Bay Packers. 7 years total. And now he's going back to Oakland for a ninth season in the NFL. So, you know, assuming this year is his last year, and I don't know if it will be, but if I were forced to guess, I would say it would be. Charles Woodson would be spending 9 years as a member of the Oakland Raiders compared to seven with the Packers. So, you know, from that standpoint, it does seem to make sense to me. So that's where we're at right now with Charles Woodson. And I think his comments kind of caught, you know, people a little bit off guard. With where he's at right now, you know, his career is deteriorating. And, you know, I'll point you to the column written by C.D. Angeli here at Cheesehead TV. And that's, I actually asked CD just before the show started to give me a call on the show. That's why we have the phone hooked up, and I'm taking phone calls right now while you're getting phone calls from my dentist office. I asked CD to call into the show because he wrote a long column on Charles Woodson. And you know, about the title catches your attention. It just says Charles Woodson is crazy. That's the title, and it's all about, you know, a player kind of coming to grips with the end of his career. And you can kind of see it, because, you know, football players in general, and Charles Woodson is certainly not the first player and won't be the last player, who tries to extend their career as long as possible. I mean, pretty much every player does this. They play well past their prime. You know, the days when they're at their best are in the rearview mirror, but yet they still keep going. That's where Charles Woodson is now. You know, he probably peaked that 2009 season when he was named the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. He was fantastic that season. That was probably the climax of his career, the crescendo. You know, the Packers Super Bowl season in 2010, he still played at a very high level that year, but probably just a notch down from 2009. And even in 2011, you could see Charles Woodson was still another notch down, although he continued to grab the interceptions in 2011, though. So, I mean, he was still playing very well. And then we really saw the drop off last year, 2012. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that, you know. The move to the safety position being the primary one. Here Charles Woodson is in the twilight of his career, and he's, you know, trying to, you know, prolong that career as long as possible. So they moved him to safety, where he's not going to have to be lined up against wide receivers on every down. He's playing more towards the middle of the field, lining up more often against tight ends, things like that, where his speed isn't quite a liability it would be at cornerback. Still, speed is a big factor no matter what, but, regardless. So, they try to do that, but Charles Woodson just isn't up to it anymore. And it really is a joke. If you happen to pay attention to the NFL Network's annual list of their top 100 players in football, Charles Woodson just made the list this season, this off season, whenever the heck it came out, went back in June, did they run those episodes or the most of them, I think. Charles Woodson came in at in the 70s or 80s on the top 100 list. Well, I'll tell you what, Charles Woodson is no longer in the top 100 players in the NFL as things stand right now, currently. And here we have another call. I am hoping to goodness this is C.D. Angeli and not my dentist again. Hello, you're on Railbird Central. This is Brian Kirivu.
Hi, Brian. This is CD calling.
This is CD Angeli. CD, thank you so much for calling in.
I'm sitting here listening to your show, and you're talking about dental work.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch that when my dentist office called me for an appointment?
I did. Then you're like, oh, and I'm waiting for CD to call. What? Me? Oh, okay.
I sent you a message on Twitter, CD. I apologize if, you're probably not anal like me monitoring Twitter 24/7. You live a normal life.
That's debatable.
Well, thank you. I thank you for listening, though. That's very kind of you. And I want to touch on the column you wrote about Charles Woodson calling him crazy. Are you crazy, CD?
Lord.
Calling him crazy.
Yeah, probably. It's always kind of funny, you never know what articles you write that are just going to get blasted. And I think that was one of them. It was really just kind of an opportunity to talk a little bit about the process that an NFL player goes through. I mean, you're 34 years old, 35 years old. I mean, Brian, I think you're almost 34 or 35 now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's my 34th birthday is coming up on Saturday. Not to draw the attention to me here. So go on.
It's all about you, Brian. But, could you imagine everything you've worked for your entire life being done right now? I mean, you're going to have to reinvent yourself all over from scratch. And everything you've done before your glory years, and 34, you're done. So when I looked at what Woodson said, you were talking a little bit earlier about how, well, he spent more years with Oakland. Well, Reggie White did too. He spent more years with Philadelphia than he did with the Packers, but he still felt this reverence that he had for the Packers as he left, as he came and politely asked for his release, from retirement to go play for Carolina. He still felt that, and I guess I don't think it was necessarily a crazy thing. It makes for a nice title. But it was a bit dismissive. Yeah, I'm just going to go retire as a Raider. And you're like, dude, you just won a Super Bowl with the Packers. I mean, you were on a pedestal so high. And I was like, yeah, but I'm going to go retire as a Raider. So, I don't think it's craziness. Like I said, it makes a nice title. But there is that little bit of dismissiveness because I think he's at the end of that that career, and I think it's scary and it's frightening for the Packers to say, you know, we don't think you're good enough anymore. I mean, you're still a great athlete, you're still a great guy, but we're going to go with some other guys here, and we're going to send you on your way. That's going to be tough for any of the guys at 34 years old when you're still that tremendous of an athlete to take.
So let me ask you this. So, I mean, is Charles Woodson eventually going to come to the realization, maybe when he has some time to step back and realize, I won a Super Bowl with the Packers, and maybe that's the team I should retire with? Do you think he'll come to that eventually or not?
Well, I think that really was the crux of the whole piece that I wrote, and a lot of people have a rough time reading 1,500 words. I think if you actually read the whole thing, that's really what I'm trying to get at, is that, you know, using the comparison with Favre, he does really, you know, Favre does realize, hey, I just spent all this time, you know, trashing my old team, going to Minnesota, because at that time I felt that that was going to continue my career, and they loved me, and they gave me the adulation I wanted that I wasn't getting from what I perceived from Ted Thompson. There's silence from Minnesota now. They were in love with the idea of Brett Favre. And Favre now realizes, hey, the place where I really was loved for who I was, for what I really did for my contributions on the field, is in Green Bay. That's why we're talking so much about bringing him back into the fold. I think Woodson's going to feel that too. I think Oakland is relatively ambivalent. I mean, yeah, I spent 8 years there. They like him. I think right now they're just trying to capture a little bit of Super Bowl spirit, you know, magic with him. But, you know, if Woodson comes back and he plays like he did last year, or even worse than what he did last year, it's going to be a short love affair. And then he's going to realize, hey, this is where people idolize me. This is where people treasure me. And I'm going to go sit among legends in Lambeau Field. I mean, that Hall of Fame, the way that we treat our great players here in Green Bay, he's definitely going to realize that. So the dismissive statement that he made, I guess my point was, don't pay attention to it. It's just a little, maybe it's a little anger, maybe it's a little bit of, I'm moving on. It's going to come back together again, because this is where he's going to be loved.
Okay, so to maybe play devil's advocate here, because I think I'm probably in agreement with you, CD, in that, you know, he's too close
just
to the situation.
Just go through the comment section if you want a devil's advocate. Go ahead. It's not that hard to do.
But could it be that, you know, when we look at Woodson's comments combined with Greg Jennings' recent comments towards the Packers organization and Aaron Rodgers, and maybe I'll even throw Desmond Bishop going to sign with the Minnesota Vikings, even though he hasn't really said anything, maybe actions speak louder than words. Is there anything to the notion that the Packers organization is actually mistreating their players, or maybe not respecting them like they should? Do you give any credence to that at all?
Do I think that the Packers are mistreating some of their veteran players? I really can't say that, because I've been predicting this for years. You know, they signed Aaron Rodgers to this huge, huge contract. They signed Clay Matthews to this huge contract. This is a mathematics game now. And this is where it becomes a business. And, you know, we don't like businesses in our professional sports. You know, it's so hard because we're passionate and we're fans, and everything is end-all, be-all. And this is, you know, the most important thing ever, the Green Bay Packers. And this is my favorite player, and I have a jersey. And it's tough because we don't want to feel that it's a business, that we're making business decisions. But the fact is, Jennings was going to command too high of a salary.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hurt. Desmond Bishop, we can't pay Brad Jones and A.J. Hawk and him when he's the one who's might be having trouble coming back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's got to go to keep your Aaron Rodgers and keep your Clay Matthews. And what about B.J. Rodgers? He's coming up. You know, you got other players who are all coming up at the end of this year or next year. It's going to be huge. So I think from, say, Greg Jennings' standpoint, well, he certainly got that impression from his sister last year on Twitter. Yeah, he feels disrespected. Is it something intentional on the part of the Packers where they're looking and saying, oh, we hate you and we're going to get rid of you because we disrespect all that you've contributed to the team? No. But I think that's what you're going to get a little bit. And, you know, it makes for some high drama. It makes for some nice off-season discussion. And it might make for a nice matchup against the Vikings this year. You know, well, Jennings had the vendetta. Sure, it'll be an angle to go with and make you sit and watch a little bit more. But I don't think there's anything going on with the Packers that is intentionally trying to disrespect players. That's just my impression.
Yeah, I would agree. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has said in the past year sometime, and I can't remember exactly when, that, you know, one of the things he'd like to see change in the NFL is how coldly players are let go, how the cutthroat nature of it. It is a tough part to see, you know, guys like Charles Woodson be cut after so long, but how do you make it less cold? How is there anything the NFL can do to make it so it's not so cutthroat, so that it kind of creates this culture? Is there anything that can be done from that respect?
Well, you know, it is a callous world, and I'm not really concerned about the guys like Charles Woodson. You know, I'm concerned about a guy like, you know, Vic Saoto.
Yeah.
A guy who has such a great story and is, you know, busting his butt to the maximum of his ability and, you know, is barely making that, you know, 53rd spot, and this year might not make any spot, or I can't remember, you know, isn't going to make any spot. And now his career is over.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this feeling that NFL players are cattle. Yeah, you have some prize stallions in there. I suppose that's a different animal, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some prize steers in there. that's going the wrong way too, isn't it? You got some prize steers in there, you know, with your Rodgers and your Matthews and stuff like that. But, you know, really, most players come to the NFL, if they're lucky enough to make a roster, they're really just holding on for that 2-3 years and hoping that they mature enough into the position to keep a job. Otherwise, every year there's a new crop of steer coming in to take the job. And really, it's a cattle call, and that's really how they're treated. If they're lucky enough to make the team, sure, we sell their jerseys and we love them and we say, I want to be just like number 80 when I grow up. But for the most part, it's a pretty rough existence for these kids. I don't know what you can do. I mean, are you going to start guaranteeing salaries for, you know, 100 players per team every year? Are you going to give them 100 spots every year? We've already expanded the roster to 53. I remember back in the days when it was a lot less than that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what else you can do. It's the nature of the beast, and, you know, how you treat players obviously is going to affect fans, but I think the worst part of it is how many players have been cut from the Packers team that we loved 3 years ago, and we've already forgotten their names. Because I was just going to bring someone up from 3 years ago, and I forgot their name. So, yeah, we're kind of complicit in it, too, I guess.
Taco Wallace.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
My favorite Packers name ever. CD, thank you for saving this show this morning.
I hope your dental work goes well.
Well, the doctor's going to call next here and remind me of some appointment probably. But anyway, how's the summer vacation going well for you?
It's been a lot of work. This is the first day I've had a chance to listen to the show in months and months and months. So that was very pleasant. I'm sitting there listening to you, Nelson, and you're talking about me. I'm like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Good timing.
So you're going to get an opportunity to go to training camp?
I'm hoping. I think I should have a couple opportunities to get down there, and I'll snap some pictures and, you know, sit down for my yearly interview with Aaron Rodgers. It should be a good time.
Very good.
Well, yeah.
let us know how that goes.
I sure will.
All right, CD, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Really did. You saved the show this morning.
No problem. Good luck with your dental work and keep up the great work there, bud.
Take care. CD Angeli joining us here at Railbird Central this morning at Cheesehead TV. Glad to have him joining us and glad to spare you from any more calls from the dentist's office. That'll do it for this morning show. Speak of the devil. I'm going to go off air and you can you can listen to a song here. See you later, everyone.